are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Tuesday, the 4th of November, 2003. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live the next 3 hours on this 4th of November, 2003 transmission. The websites have been updated. They're PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, as well as InfoWars.net. We've got some folks coming on from the Paragon Foundation, the premier land rights organization, with some new tricks they found to defeat these federal and state courts in their land grabbing operations. Also, there's a lot of Rothschild activity in the mainstream media. We'll be going over some of that. In fact, here's some of the news. Organic Valley blast FDA support for animal cloning, warns people are not guinea pigs. They're getting ready to approve cloned cows, pigs, sheep, everything. And you're not going to be told about it. It's going to be on your plate. It's going to be at the supermarkets. It's going to be everywhere. Very, very serious. This is the same FDA saying irradiated beef and poultry and chicken is good for your children in the public schools. So sales of cloned cattle multiply. That's the headline today. Two stories on that. Sun on fire unleashes three more major flares. The sun cut loose with three major flares in less than 24 hours, bringing to the number nine the number of major eruptions in less than 2 weeks. Scientists have never witnessed a string of activity like this. Another headline, BBC, what is happening to the sun? This is very, very serious, because in 200 years of watching the sun, 150 years of real data being gathered, this has never, never happened. I mean, 2 weeks ago, they said it was the biggest flare since 1859. Then last week, they had another flare that was 100 times bigger than that. And I've seen photos of the sun and the size of the coils that are being launched from it in the past. And I'm looking at a photo here of the sun yesterday ejecting a bunch of these. And these things are gigantic. They're bigger than the sun itself. It is massive. That's what the articles say, so we'll go over that, too, early in this hour. Bush wins his $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan, so the war is not going to end until Halliburton and others have sucked that dry. The troops won't get a dime of it, of course. They won't even get health care when they're shot. That's mainstream news. Also, U.S. will seek another $2.22 billion for military aid for Israel. China to help Pakistan, our gallant little ally, build second nuclear power plant that's being used to build nuclear warheads for missiles. Missiles that can now hit parts of the U.S., and they're also helping arm North Korea. But the Pentagon and Echelon are going to watch you and your family. The border's going to stay wide open. They're going to arm all these enemies, okay? Also, U.S. military upholds TV cover ban on Iraq coffins and won't let the media in to see any of the troops in the hospitals. This out of Reuters, more and more like the Soviet Union every day. Israeli warplanes overfly southern Lebanon. They're threatening to attack areas of that sector. Anti-war activists charged for misusing phone to protest U.S. Now, about a year and a half ago, Australia, after taking the guns, banned any protest to the IMF, World Bank, or military activities. They said, if you're out on the street protesting anything, we're allowed to shoot you dead. That was the headline. People couldn't believe it. It was out of the mainstream papers. Well, a man used a cell phone to send an email, non-threatening, protesting, to the U.S. Embassy. They requested he be arrested. He has been arrested. So now, in Australia, you send emails just protesting, you're arrested. This is Sydney Morning Herald. They calmly report it like it's a good thing. That's your new democracy, folks. Let me see this. I've gone through about 2 centimeters of stories, and it's about 4 inches thick. It's all coming up when we get back. Stay with us. Big old stack of stuff.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DeVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have a big old stack here of articles about, well, the bizarre activities, the unusual activities of Sol or the sun. In the hundreds of years that they have been tracking the corona of the sun, they've never seen this much activity, but, I mean, obviously 150 years in the scope of the life of the sun isn't that long, and so we haven't observed enough of the cycles to know if this is really serious, though it can affect satellites and power lines and different electronics here on the ground. But according to the scientists, they're very concerned because it's not just shooting out record ejections of superheated plasma at millions of miles an hour towards the Earth and then dissipating into radiation or light. It's doing it every day now. Massive. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and more frequent in the last 2 years. And now in the last 3 weeks, that's geometrically grown. Again, in the space of a week, they had the biggest flare ever recorded, and then they had one the next week. Last week, 100 times bigger. And we were hit with flares even bigger than that yesterday. And they say there's more ejections taking place. My goodness. And there's all these fires out in California, and we've got all this other stuff going on. It's interesting, isn't it? And they are having record temperatures. I wonder if your air conditioner is causing the sun to do this. I'm just waiting for the environmentalists to say, well, we need to start taxing you to drive your cars or making you live in compact cities because global warming is affecting the sun, which is, of course, totally ridiculous. But I expect to hear it very soon because they know we have a population that doesn't know where Iraq is on the map, doesn't know where England is on the map, doesn't know who the vice president is. The vast majority, including the British people, the vast majority don't know who their deputy prime minister is. People don't know how many, again, continents there are, or what the Fifth or Fourth Amendment is. And so when the government tells them, give up your cars, let us tax and trace you, there's global warming caused by different chemicals, and all the evidence shows it's a fraud, but they don't care. I mean, you know, you're talking to people who don't know their head from a hole in the ground. But we'll go over the situation with the sun. I guess it's time to escape to Mars and start the terraforming now and move into the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. They say that those are habitable. We could live on those. In fact, we already have the technology to do it. But, of course, the globalists are too busy suppressing us and dumbing us down to have any real vision for humanity. You know, it would be smart because we never know when an asteroid's going to slam into us. We're going to have nuclear war. We need to get off this planet immediately. We want to boost the economy, start a massive space program. And again, now we're getting off into my dreams and vision, but instead the space is going to be a military zone of space planes and particle beam, nuclear bomb platform space stations circling the Earth. All right, just continuing with the news here. Boy, there's a lot of it. I mean, how to cover it? You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to comment in any depth until I go through all these articles, just letting you know what's out there, okay? FDA is supporting animal cloning, and there's warnings that people are not guinea pigs, but the FDA says they're going to approve it. And it's going to be on your store shelves possibly within months, and they're about to flood the market with thousands of canisters, each canister containing hundreds of cloned embryos of bulls and prize bulls and cows and horses and pigs and sheep and ducks and everything else, folks. And if we follow what the globalists have done in the past, they will genetically engineer this stuff like they've done the plants where it can't reproduce, where you got to keep buying the clones from them. It's about patenting life, creating a monopoly. But I said I wouldn't get into any depth, and I'm already breaking that statement instantly. But that's coming up. Sales of cloned cattle multiply. It's already going on in mass. Sun on fire unleashes three more major flares. What is happening to the sun, the BBC says. The sun's intense activity in the past week will go into the record books. And it's causing people to see aurora borealis. It's the aurora borealis if it's up north, and I guess it's the aurora australis if it's down around Australia where they have a thin atmosphere. But now they're seeing them. Well, you a couple nights ago, I was out at night and they had a clear sky. I was out in East Texas visiting with family because my grandmother died, and I looked up and there was a weird northern lights in East Texas. So, and there's an article here about that too. Bush wins $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan. So I hope you enjoy that little tax increase. And the government's seeking another $2.22 billion for military aid to Israel. China is helping Pakistan build second nuclear power plant. Oh, boy. And U.S. military upholds TV coverage ban on Iraq coffins. And that's because they're suppressing the real number of dead. By the way, we finally got the official number yesterday. It wasn't 18. It wasn't 22. They're now saying the official number, and by next week it'll probably be higher for yesterday, but by then it'll be in the back of the paper, a small correction. It's now 24 dead soldiers, 3 dead private Americans for oil companies, and dozens of others, and we're not sure on those numbers. So, looks like at least 40 people died yesterday. Boy, that's a bad day. That's like the end of Vietnam or something, that high of numbers. U.S. military upholds TV coverage ban for Iraq coffins. Our free country. Israeli warplanes overfly South Lebanon. Anti-war protester sent an email to the government, and they say all protests is banned. He has been arrested under terrorism charges. Folks, I'm not joking. This is the national paper of Australia, Sydney Morning Herald. Another article out of Wired magazine about how wonderful Australia's touchscreen systems are, how we need those. Give me a break. Aussies do it right, e-voting. Rothschild brought on board at Sky Television as sop to anti-Murdoch camp. Now, boy, what a twisted headline. It's not accurate. But that's how the London Independent. Again, those Rothschilds, just gubernatorial elections with Schwarzenegger, land-grabbing organizations, Ford Foundation, IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve Control, currency speculation, Enron scamming, Venezuelan coups, TV takeovers, financing and controlling Sci-Fi Channel and most of the big UFO talk show hosts. That's, by the way, Kansas City Star, New York Times. It's always a Rothschild sneaking about. But according to law enforcement pamphlets, to say the word Rothschild, they say that it is an imaginary code word of terrorism. It's like if you say posse comitatus, police have been taught, that's a code for terror. No, it's a federal law. It's like we talk about real people, it doesn't exist, we're crazy. We talk about real laws, that's the tactic, folks. Government is corrupt. Ha, 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 the sitcom says. Only crazy people say that. But again, Rothschild brought on board at Sky a shop to the anti-Murdoch camp. And out of Channel News Asia, as well as ITAR-TASS, two different articles here. Russian, and ITAR-TASS is the official Russian news agency, by the way. Russian foreign minister rejects U.S. criticism over tycoon's arrest. And again, all you have is different globalist criminals robbing each other over there. Russia's the same as it always was, command and control. Call it fascist, call it communist, call it a plutocracy, call it an oligarchy, call it whatever you want, it's all command and control. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Inovov rejected U.S. criticism over arrest of oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky and pointed the finger at the financial scandals in the United States, saying, oh, look at your Enron. Yeah, and who's involved? Same people. Says right here, listen to this. To complicate issues further, a London newspaper claimed Sunday that control of the shares in Yuko, the biggest oil company in Russia and owned by the richest man in Russia, has passed to a member of the Rothschild banking family under a deal which they hammered out prior to the Russian oil baron's arrest, voting rights to be shares passed to Lord Jacob Rothschild. Oh, the guy, we have a photo of him with Arnold meeting last September with Warren Buffett, 67, under a previously unknown agreement. Oh, previously unknown, designed to take effect in the event that Khodorkovsky could no longer act as beneficiary of the shares, the Sunday Times said. Rothschild now controls the voting rights on the stakes of Yukos worth almost £8 billion, or 11.6 billion euros, $13.5 billion. Ooh, look, a dollar, 13.5 billion to 11.6 billion euros. Just a year ago, it was the opposite ratio. Where's your currency? The newspaper said in a dispatch from Moscow. By the way, they're applying morphine to you as they suck your blood out. The media's going, the economy's doing real nice right now. All the debt explodes while the foreclosures rampage. All the trade deficit balloons. They're going, oh, we had increased manufacturing. The stock market's up. Yeah. Enjoy the drugs they give you as they assanguinate you. My whole point is, I told you Russia was owned by the Rothschilds. They've got about half the shares, or 51% in Russian ownership, since about 1918. The other 49% is shared by the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, a German-Dutch royal family that runs England and uses those good people as their power engine the last 200 years to create a world empire. We're now going to be the main engine here in the U.S. with a subsidiary frigate being England. It is subsidiary attack cruiser. You want to look at it in terms of capital ships. And it's always the Rothschilds. It's Enron, PNAC, you name it, Rothschilds. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rothschilds. Porn industry, Rothschilds. Owning our media, Rothschilds. Turnover Iraq, Rothschilds. Funding the ACLU, Rothschilds. Rothschilds, 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 Rothschilds. the biggest, the baddest, the top of the pyramid, your enemy, sworn to annihilate 80 to 95% of you in their own policy papers. But again, they don't exist. Law enforcement manuals say it's an imaginary family. Doesn't exist. Only terrorists talk about them. Yeah, because they wrote the manuals for you, boys. Don't worry about the chief mafia, Don. You just go back to pulling old ladies over.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Weekdays, 11 to 2 Central, Standard Time. We're here live, and then, of course, 9 to midnight Central. Getting back to the Rothschilds, I told you, Warren Buffett is just one of about 50 managers that we know of that work for the Rothschilds. And everybody says, oh, how does the Oracle of Omaha Warren Buffett, how does he always know what's going to happen? You know, how does George Soros, the big currency speculator and financier, how does he always know what's going to happen before it happens? How do these guys have this crystal ball? Every time I turn around, they're chairman of the board of, you know, dozens of Rothschild-owned companies. And they're always involved putting people into office, getting referendums passed, manipulating currency. And right now, all the different Rothschild agents from Japan to the United States to China to Israel are running around bad-mouthing the dollar. And we've got simultaneously Treasury Secretary Snow, Bush, everybody bad-mouthing the dollar. And it just plunges and plunges and plunges and plunges and plunges. The money you have in the bank's been deteriorated in its value by about 30%. And it's killing us, and our trade deficit's out of control, and they're telling you how good the economy is, the real economy. That is wealth creation for the middle class. People coming out of poverty is in horrible shape. More people are going into poverty at record levels in U.S. history since the Great Depression. More debt is here than has ever been here, corporate, private, public, that is governmental. And I'm not trying to be gloom and doom here. It's just you sit here and you watch the news, they tell you how great it is, and so you think, well, I must be a loser then because I'm not doing good. I better try to keep my chin up and go out and go into debt or something this Christmas. Maybe that'll fix the problems for me. Then they lower interest rates real low for you to encourage you to get into deeper debt. It's very serious. But you've got the guy who supposedly owns all the Russian oil. He was just handed it by Mikhail Gorbachev, who's over here on our base closure commission and meeting just last month with Bush Sr. and Helmut Kohl. It was a big headline in the newspaper, said New World Order discussed. And Gorbachev just hands over all the industries to six strong men in Russia. And then now those six strong men, if they don't follow orders, they get arrested and it gets handed back over to the Rothschilds. And then they hand it over to some new puppet manager. And that's all that's happening. Now, some people could say, well, this really shows that Russia and China and everybody are lining up against the globalists and Western world and the Rothschilds because they're trying to seize Rothschild wealth right now. But I don't believe that's the case here. But again, some people out there who have done their analysis and who I respect say that is happening. But only at a certain level. It's like yesterday when I read about Henry Ford right through into World War II with the slave labor at the Ford plants building Panzers and ball bearings and car parts and parts for Messerschmitts and Focke-Wulfs, and he wouldn't build engines for the RAF. Remember that? Remember that story yesterday out of the London Telegraph? It's on Infowars.com and yesterday's news if you want to see it. But it's the same thing. It was IBM. It was General Electric, General Motors. They were all involved. Bush's grandfather, Prescott, all of them. Joseph Kennedy, all of them. Roosevelt was involved, all of them. They create the Saddams, they create the Hitlers, they create the Stalins and the Lenins and the Maos. History Channel admits. They had an old former section chief, 80-something years old, and he goes, yeah, in 49, we put Mao in. We thought he was more of a stabilizing effect. And I already had read that and knew that, but again, I almost fell out of my chair. I screamed at the television because it made me so angry that they think we're so stupid that they can just throw it out in our face now. So you don't like communists? You don't like all the troops we've had die fighting them in Korea and fighting them in Vietnam and fighting them in Cuba and fighting them in Latin America and fighting them in Eastern Europe and all these clandestine operations, what Pol Pot did and what the Chinese did? Well, you better start disliking the Rothschilds and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. That's the House of Windsor. You better start knowing who your rulers are. See, if you don't even know who your rulers are, your owners are, how are you ever going to be free from them? At least a black slave on a plantation knew who their owners were and knew how to fight back. But you don't even know who your owners are. Well, they may have a lot of control over my life, but I'm not owned by them because I'm a free human being standing up and fighting back against them. All right, we're going to come back and take calls and get into a whole other stack of news and detail more of what I already mentioned about the sun acting very jittery, about the economy, what's going on in Iraq. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're halfway into this first hour. We do have the Paragon Foundation coming on to talk about ways to stand up to the land grabbers in the third hour. Take a lot of calls, covered a ton of news in the next hour and a half before we get our guest on. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Brock and Ron and Phil and Dylan and others that are patiently holding here in just a few minutes. Then I'm going to go back into more detail about the Rothschilds involved in taking over the oil supply. Well, they've always been in control, but reasserting that in Russia and the Rothschilds involved taking over the media in England. That's another headline here. Again, they've already been in control, but now they're expanding the consolidation over new media that's moved into England. And coming up, driver's license facilities gearing up for immigrant licenses out in California. And Arnold's going to continue that, of course. He's going to continue every Davis policy. He was involved in the Enron scamming with Michael Milken and Ken Lay of Enron fame. Here's another one. Bush to meet firefighters in Schwarzenegger, so Bush can now grandstand around in the moonscape of Southern California, which they admit the Army, in quote, drills, set the southerly fires outside San Diego. So Bush is going to be, it says, in a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, literally strutting around with Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is really sick. And again, President Vicente Fox is going to be in Austin tomorrow throughout the rest of the week, and then in out in Arizona, telling the governor here, Rick Perry, and the governor in Arizona to give us blanket amnesty. And he's saying, give Mexico blanket amnesty. Give us what we want. And I heard the neocon talk show this morning in Austin, the big number one morning talk show, the conservatives, going, well, we do need to go ahead and track these illegals. Let's go ahead and let them have the guest worker program. Oh, yeah, blanket amnesty for everybody here and whoever can get here. And the local papers and the national papers are saying, go ahead and capitulate. There's 30 million illegals. Just go ahead and give in to it. There's nothing you can do. Pan-American Union. So 89% of you want the border shut, illegals deported. The media tries to make it a racial issue. Last night at dinner, I couldn't even eat dinner because so many great folks came over at the restaurant I was eating at, Roadhouse Steakhouse, with my wife. And out of 20 people that came over to the table, most of them were Hispanic folks. They're all against the open borders and what's happening. They know it's killing our economy, but the media tries to make it racial. We'll get into that. New card removes stigma of food stamps, welfare checks. Biometric passports suffer bumpy ride. Countries want digital identifiers and passports by next year. Will the technology be ready? See, the question is, do we want this? The question is, does it work? And globally, the UN said 2 years ago, all countries by 2005 must have a world ID number and biometric system. This is world ID card. We'll get to that. Applied Digital Solutions is buying up cell phone to companies and technology and moving into satellites so they can own the entire chain of their control system with their implantable chips. Walmart to hold ID tag meeting. How to force that on you? That from CNET News, the little tracker chips. China wants to have its own space station. Construction surges to a record in September. And October factory growth, fastest since 2000. Yeah, and they count prison factories being built being part of that. But there's another editorial here by the Capital Times. Trade deficit foils economy and is really having a bad effect. That's what's destroying us. The tax cuts, the small tax cuts have helped, though. Just folks, there's just so much more coming up. And before I go to Brock, Ron, Phil, Dylan, and others that are patiently holding, and then back into what the sun's up to with record solar activity and flares, very serious, and more on the situation in the Middle East that's unfolding. Now they're saying 24 dead Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, so that number just keeps growing. But before I do that, I really want to encourage all of you to get my new video, The Matrix of Evil. Matrix of Evil is excellent. It is 2 hours, 10 minutes long. We interview Congressman Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Congresswoman, former Congresswoman, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, expert on the New World Order. He talks about gun control, government-sponsored terror. There's excerpts of three of my latest and best speeches, an impassioned speech I gave before the Austin City Council, right before they threw out the Patriot Act. Excerpts of myself on national TV on free speech television about a month ago, where I received second place for Project Censored. I gave a really powerful speech there. Kind of a different film than what I put out in the past, but it's great. Got a lot of video clips, a lot of documents in it, little news clips. Matrix of Evil. It's got Ron Paul talking about the globalists setting up a depression, talking about how those that are in Washington believe in global government. Cynthia McKinney talking about 9/11. Government assassinations, government-run white slavery rings. It's really a great film. You need to have it. It'll wake a lot of people up from across the political spectrum. The Matrix of Evil, $25.95. But if you order three or more of any of my 10 videos, whether it's Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, they drop down to $20 a piece. That is an $18 discount on a three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special, $30 discount on a five-tape special, and so on. The new book is Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order by Paul Watson. It's the best book out there on government-sponsored terror and 9/11 and government-sponsored terror in Israel, government-sponsored terror in England, government-sponsored terror in Russia, the Rothschilds being behind the UFO movement to create that false perception. It's a great book, 1995, over 300 pages, full of photos and diagrams and documents. Get a second book to give as a gift for only $11.95 when you get one of the books. And your support's needed, folks, for us to continue to write more books, to publish more books, to make more films. I mean, I was up working last night till midnight on another film. You know, I'm just working around the clock here to fight the globalists. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to our secure online shopping cart, get the videos, get the books, give them as gifts to friends and families, as birthday presents. It's so important. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, one more time, that phone number, 1-888-253-3139, or the websites. Please take action. The videos are waking people up in mass. Cynthia McKinney ran over, hugged me, squealing with delight, and said, "You woke me up to the New World Order." And I'm like, "Get that camera on, get over here." And we did get some of it where she said it was a great film and Road to Tyranny was really powerful and dynamic. And of course, that's in the video. But just the new one, Matrix of Evil, just showing you the effect these films have had. Let's go ahead now and talk to Brock in Canada. Brock, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to ask a couple of things. One of which, the World Trade Center bombings, the way I understand it, there's the Illuminati, a few of them in each government, so I guess they got together as a team and carried that out. Is that basically it?
Their story, we know they funded, trained, protected, ordered FBI not to stop the supposed hijackers. We know the hijackers were, quote, trained at military bases, then they went out to flight schools to create their dossiers, just to create the ledger, the fake trail. We know the public officials, from Mayor Willie Brown to Salman Rushdie to Ashcroft, to the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, were told not to fly to New York that week. We know that the head of Pakistan intelligence wired $100,000 to Mohammed Atta. We know that he was meeting that morning with the heads of the House and Senate intelligence committees, as well as the director of the CIA. We know the CIA was running a drill of flying hijacked jets into buildings that morning, ordered NORAD to stand down. We know NORAD did stand down for an hour and a half. We know they've done all this. But then we look, so we know they were involved. Then we look at their story of 19 guys with box cutters take over four airplanes. When you've got pretty tough airline pilots, you know, former Marine Corps fighter pilots, one of them was, I mean, these are not wimps. They don't just give up their plane to a guy with a box cutter. And then you've got these maneuvers that even fighter aces say they could only maybe achieve one out of five tries. Just amazing maneuvers happening, going on. Because, you know, they have to concentrate and focus to bring a plane in right and land it on a big old runway. Imagine coming in, doing loops, coming in perfectly, T-boning, buildings. And again, this is all on record, and the German technology minister has said only the U.S. government could do this. The British environment minister said the same thing. I mean, this is out there. Anybody who's got a high enough IQ to know the laws of gravity and physics and facts knows Building 7 fell faster than a bowling ball, than a lead ball. That can only happen if many of the bottom floors were disintegrated. It just goes on and on. So we know their story is impossible. Okay, their story is the equivalent of Alex Jones sprouting wings and flying to Paris. It just didn't happen. Okay, go ahead. And then we have official U.S. government plans like Northwoods and PNAC and others to carry out terror attacks for political control.
Well, I think that the next move, I mean, we look at what happened in Iraq a couple of days ago, and then almost instantly the Congress and the House, the Senate, gave Bush that $87 billion that he was looking for right after the attack. I thought they would not give it to him. So it looks like when there's a crisis, Bush gets his way.
Well, we know the bombing of the UN looks suspicious. We know that Israel carries out bombings against Jews. This has been in Haaretz, folks. If you've got a problem with it, go tell them. Been in the Jerusalem Post. They do that because by killing their people, they get to keep control of the media, keep control of the population, continue the bulldozing of the settlements, continuing building their settlements. We know that happens there. But this thing in Iraq, I think some of this is legitimate bombings because you do have the Shiites fighting with each other, fighting with the Sunnis attacking, the Kurds killing each other and others. Some of the sniping and bombing and hand grenading is real. Some of these coordinated attacks do look a little suspicious, but I'm not... Again, you've got some type of bullet, a little bullet that's shooting through an Abrams tank. You can drive another tank right up, shoot an Abrams at point blank, you know, with a T-70 Russian tank, it won't go through, but somebody's got a rifle that'll shoot through them. That sounds like Russians. The Russians were there with GPS jammer devices. But again, the Rothschilds control America. They control the Russians. This is the order out of chaos. Then it makes Europe look like the good cop. We fail. Europe and the UN come in and are the saviors in Iraq, okay?
And the other thing I wanted to ask is what, if you could encapsulate it, what is going on in the Middle East? If you could just... you know, put it in a nutshell.
The roadmap to peace is like all these other deals. It's meant to go on and on. You think Egypt wants the fighting to stop? No, they want their $8 billion a year. You think Israel wants the fighting to stop? No, they want their $10 billion a year. No, order out of chaos. You think the generals want the wars to stop? That's how they get fame and fortune. You think the weapons manufacturers want it to stop? You think the media wants it to stop when they get ratings? So you got all these interests that want it to continue, that want this to continue going on. So finally what you're going to see, and they're setting this up, is UN troop occupation, and they're discussing this, and American soldiers in the West Bank. And so that's where it ends.
So it's all about more specific control.
It's all about escalation, and... Look, I don't like these Arab countries. I don't like their thug leaders, okay? I don't dislike Arab people themselves or Muslims themselves, but I don't like the Chinese leaders. I don't like the German leaders. I don't like the British leaders. I don't like our leaders. You know, you tend to have corrupt people. That's the norm in power. I'm no fan of the Ayatollah. I'm no fan of Saddam. I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi. The point is, they're sovereign. They're not under globalist control. That's why they're going to get taken over. You've got a bigger Satan coming in to take over one of his demons. You've got a bigger mob boss taking over territory of rival gangs. Thanks for the call. So that's what's happening here. People go, well, you're not for Saddam, are you? Well, no, I'm not for Saddam. But is this good for America? Is it good for the Iraqi people? No, it's good for the bankers. Were things better in Iraq, more secure, more stable under Saddam? Yes. When we had a different policy, that's why the globalists put him in. In 1958 as an assassin, 1967 as the head of Baath Security. 1976 is the dictator. He works for the bad boys. Okay, he works for the people now supposedly over there to save us. Let's talk to Ron in New York, then Phil, Dylan, and others. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm going to digress a moment, but then I want to get to the main point of my call. You mentioned the employment and the economic situation. There's a very easy way to tell how that's going. Most of us in this day and age have relatives or friends around the country. America is not such a provincial type of society anymore. All you have to do is look at the way you're living and call three or four friends who live in different parts of the country, and you'll get a much clearer and accurate picture of how the economy and employment is going rather than watching CBS, NBC, or ABC lie to you about that. That's a very easy barometer.
Well, there's record unemployment, record foreclosure, record people going into permanent, long-term poverty, wrong word, long-term poverty, sustained real poverty, truly becoming poor, not just out of work at the time, which we've all been. At least I know I have before. I mean, I know I lived many years, in a one-room apartment, and I enjoyed it. I mean, but the whole point is, boy, my life's a lot more complex now, the good old days, but it's horrible what's happening. Real wealth is disappearing.
Also
and I
record
look at my family. I look at my family, my whole family. They're living better. They were living better when they were 25, 30, 35 than the children are today.
That's correct.
And this is with educations. Go ahead.
And in addition, and I'm going to get off this topic and go to really what I called about. There was an article in last week's Daily News by a economic reporter named Lou Dobbs, in which he just cited what you said, that 1970, what would be our parents, had it better than we do today. There's something wrong with that when time goes forward, but social and living conditions go backward.
And before, it was the complete opposite. Things were always getting better in America.
That's correct. Now, my main point is this. I went for a little trip into Manhattan yesterday. Midtown Manhattan, around the Rockefeller Center area with this famous Grand Central Station, a very big Barnes & Noble
store. Sir, let me stop you. You went to the Rothschild gubernatorial compound.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's correct. And because of what I saw there, this amazed me. When I got off of the train at Grand Central Station, I saw people there who were handing out flyers who were opposed. I'm surprised. The first time I ever saw this there in my life, who were opposed to the Patriot Act. They were shredding copies of the Constitution. They had a ladder and they were telling people, this is what's happening to your civil rights. I went over, I spoke with them. They were opposed to the Patriot Act and a lot of things that were going on, but even they didn't know as much. They didn't know about the Victory Act and other subsequent laws. I was actually informing them, telling them it is bad and you're right to assume
it's
bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, inform us on the other side of this break. I'll let you have a minute or so on the other side to finish up your story. I want to hear it. We'll go to Phil, Dylan, and others. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
All right, folks, we're talking to Ron in New York. So, Ron, you go down there to Rockefeller Command Base, the regional governorship of the globalists in New York, the real capital of the U.S., you're down there at the capital of the United States. Let's just start being honest about stuff. You're at the capital of the United States, the dictatorship command base. And you saw folks out speaking out against the Patriot Act. Go ahead.
Yes, I did, right there in Grand Central Station. And if anything, I even informed them of more than they were already aware of. They were eager to take it in, but they were very publicly and openly talking out against it, which we would never have seen before. I then went to a little store that was in Grand Central Station. They have a number of stores in the station itself. And I was talking to a guy there, and he was saying that we struck a conversation up about the use of computers, that he doesn't feel comfortable with it anymore himself because of government intrusion into your emails and things you do online. Now I go to the Barnes & Noble bookstore, which is right in Rockefeller Center. I think it's their flagship store nationally. And I see something I never expected to see. They have a magazine rack. On a magazine rack, not hidden, but out there, is a magazine, The Free American, which I'm sure you're familiar with. I would never think a publication like that would be on a rack in a Barnes & Noble bookstore right in Rockefeller Center. I'm then talking to some of the book dealers in the place. They even had these bumper stickers from, I forget his name, Michael Moore's Hey Dude, Where's My Country? And I'll tell you, it was amazing that these book dealers were, like, really opposed to the Patriot Act. I'm like, wow, this kind of reaction.
Yeah, the key is, here's the problem. They're going to let that resistance build up, then they're going to blow more stuff up and say, see, you tied our hands, now we're taking all your rights for your own good, but well, thank you for the call.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Alex, magazine, there's a photograph of Warren Buffett, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Lord Rothschild together in England
The color photo of that's on Prison Planet and InfoWars. Gotta let you go. Really appreciate your call. What the globalists don't want on the magazine racks is something that doesn't attack everybody's race or everybody's color, but brings everybody together against the New World Order. They either want it to be something that's right-wing or something that's left-wing. They don't want something that is showing people the real matrix, the full scope of the system. That's what scares the globalists to death. And yes, if you want to see that photo of Arnold and Lord Jacob Rothschild and Warren Buffett together on September 24th, 2002, getting their walking orders for the election, just go to Infowars.com, and it's in the New World Order Elite Has Big Plans for Schwarzenegger article right there. Okay, I want to get to the other calls. Phil in Omaha, thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
All right, now I don't want you to filibuster me, Alex. I'm going to read something to you out of the Junior Jewish Encyclopedia, 4th edition, 1961. Are you ready?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk, you just said.
House of Rothschild, bankers and philanthropists, founder of one of Europe's greatest banking firms, Meyer Amschel Rothschild, was the son of a German Jewish merchant. Meyer entered banking when he agreed to invest the fortune of an Austrian nobleman. He was so successful that he soon found himself in charge of the finances of several royal families. At his death, he bequeathed his five sons a banking establishment with enormous assets and branches in several financial centers. Eldest son, Anselm Meyer, became the head of the Frankfurt Bank. Solomon Meyer, head of the Vienna establishment. Nathan Meyer, the London Bank, Carl Meyer, the Naples Bank, and Jacob Meyer founded and headed a Paris bank. Because of the extent of the Rothschild family undertakings, they became known as the financial kings of Europe. The influence they wielded was enormous. By refusing loans to warlike governments, they could help prevent the outbreak of war. By extending credit, they helped launch education systems in France and Germany and accelerated the industrial development of many European countries.
Yeah, they stopped war. Isn't that nice? Interesting, Phil. Anything else?
Yeah. Later generations of the Rothschild family gained prominence as patrons of the arts and philanthropists.
You know what? You're going to have to hold. We got a break. Second hour coming up, and we'll talk more to Phil and others. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing...